Well, on this royal baby day, Luke Bryan, he's kind of keep it real, went out and he's doing the farm tour again. Eight cities, mostly in the state of Georgia, a couple in Alabama and South Carolina. He didn't want to change anything. He did all the spring break shows, and he's on his way to the top and doesn't want to change. Alpha Male, that's how they described him at the Brooklyn, Michigan Festival this weekend. They said that he gyrated his hips, licked his lips, and sang to a crowd which were mostly bikini-clad women. Boy, that doesn't get a bunch of boys to pick up a microphone and guitar and try to sing.
It was
called Ladies' Night with Luke Bryan at the Delaware State Fair. So, yep, Luke's got the ladies, and he's moving around trying that little Elvis Tom Jones act. Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, they have a home for you to buy. It's a farm, actually. 753 acres, a little bit south of Nashville, in a place called Leaper's Fork. It's very beautiful in the Tennessee Hills. $20 million, and it can be yours.
Is there a house on it?
No, not really. They have several houses on it.
Oh.
None of them, which I don't believe they really stay. I think his mother lived out there for a little while and some other stuff. But it was just kind of one of those things to have, a little country getaway from their in-town. They have a huge mountain that they're on in Belle Meade, which is a beautiful section of town. Great home up in the clouds. They also have a place in the Bahamas, and Lord knows where else. Kenny Chesney, it was always going to be a big event at Mile High Stadium over the weekend anyway, but when he brought out Peyton Manning, the crowd, as you can imagine, really went crazy. Peyton brought out a helmet, and he signed it on stage. Kenny signed it on stage, and then they just put it on the head of an overwhelmed girl right there on the front row.
Oh, my gosh.
That would be a cool little trinket to go home with.
Yeah.
Lightning was popping and the thunder was booming at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia during the Taylor Swift show Saturday night. They had to get all the kids out of there and put them in the concourses for a while till that went away, but ultimately they did. And the Black Eyed Peas have a leader named Will.i.am. He's worked with Miley and Justin and Britney, and he said he would love to work with Taylor Swift. He said, she's dope. Well, they've been calling me and you dope for a long time.
I've been called a lot worse.
I tell you.